That's our news. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump will hope to use a State of the Union address tonight to gain some traction for himself and his party looking ahead to the midterm elections.
The president plans to highlight his achievements over the past year, including a more secure southern border and passage of major tax cut legislation. He'll also be laying out his agenda for the year ahead as Republicans will try to buck the historical pattern of the president's party losing House seats in the midterms, a trend that has persisted for eight decades.
That is White House correspondent Greg Clugston. The Democrat response will be delivered from Virginia's newly elected governor, Abigail Spanberger. More than a dozen senior European officials paying a visit today to Kiev in a show of support on the fourth anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The war has killed tens of thousands of people and put European leaders on edge about the scale of Moscow's ambitions. Speaking with the Salem Radio Network, military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis says that economic sanctions alone may not be enough to stop Russia.
I've talked to people that have been recently in Moscow that indicate that, you know, the stores are not empty shelves. It's actually rather prosperous.
There's been another arrest in Britain connected to the Epstein scandal.
Former British ambassador to the U.S. Peter Mandelson was arrested in connection with his ties to Jeffrey Epstein. Police did not mention Mandelson by name, but said officers arrested a 72-year-old man on suspicion of misconduct in public office. Mandelson was seen leaving his home with plainclothes officers. The investigation involves documents suggesting Mandelson passed sensitive government information to Epstein a decade and a half ago. The arrest comes 4 days after Andrew Mountbatten Windsor, the former Prince Andrew, was arrested on suspicion of a similar offense related to his friendship with Jeffrey Epstein. I'm Ed Donahue.
And this is SRN News. A new report card for American churchgoers.
It comes from Lifeway Research, and it seeks to find out how Protestants who attend worship regularly are doing in different aspects of discipleship. When it comes to obeying God and denying self, 75% say they're doing that, good for a grade of C. Churchgoers also get a C on serving God and exercising their faith. But the grade is D when it comes to reading the Bible and an F on the issue of sharing Christ with others. Michael Harrington reporting.
The 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has cleared the way for a Louisiana law requiring displays of the Ten Commandments in public classrooms to take effect. The full court voted 12-6 to lift a block placed on the measure that a lower court issued back in 2024. In the opinion, the court said it was too early to make a judgment call on the constitutionality of the law. This is SRN News. A big snowstorm yesterday left up to 2 feet of snow in some places and parts of the Northeast. That makes today a snow removal day for those living there, and none too soon, according to correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
Neighbors, government workers, and a powerful railroad snow-clearing machine named Darth Vader are scrambling to dig out the northeastern United States from a brutal snowstorm. As the snow moves northward and tapers off in other areas, forecasters are warning that another storm could be right around the corner. Meteorologists are calling Monday's storm the strongest in a decade. It dumped more than 2 feet of snow, canceling thousands of flights. Now, roads are beginning to reopen. Open, mass transportation is coming back online, and power has returned for some of the hundreds of thousands who had lost electricity. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Near the close on Wall Street, the Dow is up 354 points. This is SRN News.